So the children, I didn't say this earlier, are invited to use the activity bags, or there's an activity at the back with Lisa. As you listen, if you'd like to keep your hands busy, you can do that. Because today there's a craft for making a tag for your backpack, a backpack tag that you can put on your backpack. So help yourself and enjoy. So I'm curious, we called today homecoming, right? Homecoming. Well, it's not a football game. We're not a college. What does it mean for us to come home? What does it mean for you to come home? To your true home? What does it look like? Is it walking through the door and being greeted by loved ones? Is it maybe walking through your door and plunking yourself down in your favorite chair after a long day of running around or work or whatever, and finally having some quiet in your own place? Or maybe going home, coming home, is like turning on to that street or that road where you grew up, and all the feelings and memories of your childhood come flooding back. Is that coming home? Sure. What does it mean for you to come home truly? What does it mean for us to come home? For some of us, walking into this place feels like coming home. Others, not so much. So often, it's the faces that you see, isn't it? Whether it's your cat, or someone else you love, or the memories and the feelings that come. I love watching people at the airport. Do you ever do this? There was even a TV show about this, right? And it's also the beginning to a movie that our family loves to watch. Love Actually. We watch it every Christmas. And it starts with people greeting each other, arriving at the airport. Does that feel like coming home? Going through those glass doors and seeing the person that's waiting to pick you up? Or maybe a whole group? A few months ago, Karen and I traveled to Nova Scotia, where a lot of my family, my dad's family, live. And we were arriving in Halifax, it was almost midnight. It was a really late flight. And because we were leaving the next day to go somewhere else, we told our cousins who live in Halifax, we said, there's no point. Our bus leaves early in the morning. We're going to just go to the hotel, stay a night, and then we're off in the morning. So don't worry about it. We'll see you when we come back to Halifax, is what we had arranged. That was what we had arranged. Well, we come down the escalator, and there's my cousin Nancy and my cousin Natalie and Nicole grinning at us like, yeah, right. we're going to let you arrive without meeting you at the airport. And so they picked us up at the airport, drove us to our hotel, because that's where we needed to be, and then went home. Now, I've never lived in Halifax. I've been there lots of times. But seeing their faces as I came down the escalator made me feel like I was coming home. Because people I love were meeting me and welcoming me and so happy to see me, even if it was only for half an hour on the trip to the hotel. That sense of coming home is a gift. And for some of us, we haven't felt it in a while. Some of us are in a house or a place to live that's newer in our lives, and we don't feel completely settled. Or wherever we are, we're missing somebody very special that's not there anymore. Some of us don't necessarily feel entirely safe where we live. That feeling of coming home is such a gift and so important for our lives. It's especially important for children. In fact, they've done lots of research now, and they've determined that one of the most important things in making sure that children grow and develop in all the best ways is to have adults in their life, preferably more than one, but at least one, who irrationally is crazy about them. Who's so nuts about that child that it doesn't matter what they do, they love them to death. Kind of the way a lot of you grandparents do, and a lot of you parents do, all of your parents do. But not just parents and grandparents, right? Adults like teachers, maybe even ministers, or kids' church leaders, or friends at church, or friends who are neighbors, that think the world of that child can make a huge difference in their life. And you know what? It's not that different for us adults, is it? We need that too. We all do. To be loved deeply, desperately, wonderfully. And that's a gift that we have to give each other. It's a gift for us to receive it, and it's a gift for us to give it to each other. And when Jesus talked about what we do at the table with these things that we're going to use in a few minutes, he was talking about that kind of love, that kind of welcome that's for everyone, not just for the person you know or your family member, not just for someone you've known for a long time, but for even strangers, folks that are new, folks that might be a little different from us. If we can offer that to each other and give each other that warm welcome, that sense of home, like we might when we share a meal, please come in. Come and eat with us. That can change the world. We live in a world where people feel so lonely, where people feel cut off from their own families, places where they would feel at home. For all kinds of reasons. It can be because of COVID. It can be because of work that they had to move away. It could be because of a fight or some hurt that was done in the past. For all kinds of different reasons, people are separated from each other. And we lose that sense of coming home, of being home. And if there's anything that Jesus taught us about what we're supposed to do for each other, helping each other to feel like we're truly coming home is one way of describing that. To give each other a true homecoming. Because let's face it, sometimes we suck at it. We're terrible at it sometimes. We mess it up big time. We're not focused on it. We're thinking about something else. We're thinking about ourselves. We say something stupid or we say nothing at all. We don't look up and smile at the person. We do that with people we love, never mind strangers, right? Jesus invites us to give each other that gift. For all are welcome at the table. The actual table, the tables that are set up for lunch, the table of life, where all of God's good gifts are spread out and are meant for all, every single person. Everyone. Amen.